Blog Talk Radio.
A brand new year, everybody, and welcome to Positive Steps 10 Radio, aka PS10 Radio Online. This is where we share, we vent, and we encourage. And we're specifically talking to stepmoms today. Today is Stepmom 411. We just encourage our listeners to be the best person that they can be, one positive step at a time. So be the best you. I'm not sure if you've noticed, but we have a new logo design, a new design for our Positive Steps 10. So I just, you know, I'm very optimistic about this year. Hopefully it's just a great year. I'm so hyped, and I hope that you are too. I know a lot of people make New Year's resolutions and have things that they want to accomplish and goals they want to meet, and it's very possible to do those things. So, you know, it just takes slow, positive steps, sometimes baby steps, sometimes a large leap, depending on what it is. So, you know, be aware of your context, of what you use it for. But, you know, it's all about being positive. We just want to peel off those negative outlooks on life, no matter what is going on. You know, even if you, you know, are one of the people suffering right now from being afraid of different things that are going around in the world, particularly in the U.S. We have this government shutdown. You know, people are afraid, like, my bills are not going to get paid, my mortgage, my rent, car note, like things that can get shut off, lights, electricity, gas. You know, it is winter. Like, there are so many things that people can be worried about and negative and stressed out about, and nobody's making light of that at all. But we just want, you know, everyone to just open their eyes right now and just be blessed and be grateful you're alive and we're able to have a new opportunity each day to do something better than what we did the day before. And I just pray that everyone's able to get through the start of this year, no matter where you are, whether it's been rough for you, whether it's just a continuation of 2018 drama or junk or mess or tragedy or whatever it may be. Many people have lost loved ones around the holiday this year. So I just, my heart goes out to you. Sending positive vibes your way, and let's try to look at things from a different perspective, and hopefully we can come out on the positive side of life and opportunities. So again, you know, just grateful to be here for this new year. So today, like I said, is Stepmom 411. It's Stepmom 411 Sunday, and this is where we talk about topics related to being in blended families and being a stepmother, even stepfathers. Just really want to welcome any calls. Our call-in number is 646-716-8208. I am your host, Angelon. Make sure when you call in or if you send messages, it's related to our topic. There's different topics. Usually we do three different segments a month of different topics. It's either step-parenting or it's parenting in general or it's self-care, just as individuals, and really just trying to empower and encourage parents to be the best person that they can be so that they can be strong and productive parents and have strong and build strong families and strong family environments for their children. So with that being said, I just want to introduce a blueprint for becoming the best stepmom you can be for today. So we're going to kind of touch on some things and, you know, we will explore different concepts and techniques and mind shifts over the course of this year of 2019. So there won't be this extensive dive into anything today, just kind of scratching the surface. So know that this is an ongoing, ever-changing journey when you are in a blended family, and especially as being a stepmom, it's just things change. Your relationships change with different people at different times. You may discover some new things. You may see things you like, make things you don't like. You may find some commonality with someone. You may find some discord. It's always going to be changing. And we want to expose you to the fact that you have options. You're not trapped in only having one way of dealing with things or one mindset. You don't have to break up your blended family if you get stressed or feel frustrated. There are things you can do on the contrary. So, you know, we want blended families to work and we want them to stay together, and that is part of our cause here at Positive Steps 10, and we just want to dive right into it. So first off, we want to look at what kind of stepmom do you want to be? So I have this thing, and you can find it on my website, www.positivesteps10.com. Under the free stuff, there's a stepmom 411 journal/workbook you can kind of look at. And I start off with kind of talking about three different stages of being a stepmom. There's the potential, where you're dating someone with children who are not yours. There's the new, which are the recently married. So they kind of, you know, that's another phase that you go into, another stage. And then there's the season, the ones that have been doing it for 5+ years. And they have been through all kinds of ups and downs and have weathered storms and have seen some victories. These people have done a lot, been through a lot. Even when you're seasoned, you still kind of feel like, why am I in this? Or can I endure this? Or this is a lot, or I'm stressed out. So this speaks to all stepmoms. So no matter at what level you are, you know, like I said, being on a stepmom journey is ongoing. It's ever-changing depending on situations and different people and different levels of relationships. You have to start looking at what kind of stepmom do I want to be? Okay, I don't like what's going on right now. I want to change some things, or I see there's a need for change. And unfortunately, we can only control ourselves. We can't control other people. Can't make people see things our way. We have to look at what is within our control that we can control. And a part of that is just figuring out, who am I? Who am I as a woman? Who am I as a stepmom? And what stage am I at? So when you look at that, you want to say, I have this theory on different kind of stepmoms that there are out there. You know, we have a stepmom who's very involved, wants to be, you know, in on everything, participate in everything. The stepmom that wants to be the mother, you know, when the children are in her care. She's in charge. She pretty much is, you know, the one doing everything for everyone. Then you have stepmoms who are just like, those aren't my children. I'm not going to be doing all of that. I'm going to, you know, do me. And then when those children return to their mother, then I'll, you know, come back into play as far as being functional or in relationships as far as in the family. So there's all different kind of levels. And that is really I'm going to save that for another time. Wanted to kind of get into that at another time and another platform. But, you know, just what kind of a woman do you see yourself as, and what kind of woman do you plan to be in pertaining to these children who are not yours but are your spouse's? And so in all actuality, many people feel like, you know, there is no step and stepmom. There is no, you know, a second mom. This is just mom. They really feel like they have this relationship. Their mindset is set like that. And that's fine, because if that's where you are and that's the kind of relationship that you have with your stepchildren and with, you know, and that your husband supports and or your spouse supports, then that's a great way of thinking. I think it's not as common as it could be or should be, but, you know, many people are in that place. I have never experienced being in that place. I think right now is probably the closest to where I feel like in my journey that I have experienced right now was the closest that I've ever felt like, okay, yes, I have an additional child that I did not birth, you know, and naturally feel like I have a relationship with this child without pushing limits or wondering when am I going to be told that that's not your child, you have nothing to do with this person or anything like that. So, you know, we all are at different stages and different levels in our journey and within our family that it's important for us to know our role, like what role am I going to play? And what do I feel like is okay to do as a function of my role? And how am I going to deal with someone challenging my role? You know, do I feel strongly about my role enough that I can execute it without feeling like I have to defend myself or now I'm flip-flopping? I'm your mom when everybody's okay, but then I'm not your mom when people are mad at me, or, you know, am I always going to have to defend my decisions about how I intervene or discipline? Am I going to be involved at all, or am I going to just allow you to have time with your father and then I, you know, just be a support? Am I going to be a friend and only have that role as a friend? So this is all kinds of levels, and I don't think it's just stepmoms that experience that. I think stepfathers would experience that as well. I don't know, men, you can chime in. Let us know. It'd be nice to know, like, where the difference is between the stepmoms and stepfathers. But particularly with stepmoms, I think we are all at different levels. Some stepmoms enter the relationship of a blended family and don't even have children yet. So they don't naturally have maybe they don't naturally know what to do with the children, and so it's easier for the father to just be like, hey, we're doing it like this, or we're doing it like that, and so you're kind of just following that lead. And then there are some women who just, you know, they tap into their nurturing side, and they're able to know whether they have children or not. They're able to know this is what is expected of a child, and this is what's not expected of a child. So, you know, it really takes just observing. I would say that's the first thing to do when you're trying to figure out what kind of stepmom are you going to be and what's your role. You need to observe the dynamics that are already happening, which means you don't need to say a lot, you don't need to do a lot of things, you don't need, no need for you to take over, no need for you to try to act like, oh, you're going to be the superwoman. Just observe. Sit back, observe. How does the children interact with their father? How does the father interact with the birth mom, the ex? How do the children receive you just being present? How do they respect their parents? You know, because if they're not respecting their parents, then for you to have this level of expectations for them to respect you is kind of unrealistic. It's something that you're going to have to address in a different manner or in your own way. But, you know, you need to make sure everybody's on board and let them know, you know, hey, I'm not going to be letting this child disrespect me. I'm going to set my boundary. I'm going to set my foot down. So, you know, just you need to observe so that you are aware of those dynamics. You need to ask questions. So ask questions of your mate. Ask questions with the children, like, oh, what do you like to do when you're with your dad, or what is your favorite thing to do when you're over here, or do you go over your grandma's a lot? Like, it's okay to ask questions, you know, as long as you're not asking questions about their mother, or, you know, things that are intrusive, or that really are more out of your own selfish reasons. So it's like you're asking questions for awareness, but you don't want to get into where you're snooping or just kind of prying into questions that are intrusive or make the children feel like they have to defend their mother out of loyalty, or, you know, make the children question, like, why was she asking me those questions about my mother, or about, you know, my mother and father's relationship? Or, you know, you don't want to add to an already complicated situation by asking those kind of questions. But, you know, you just want to prepare some very scratch the surface, like I said, questions like, you know, what do you like? What are you interested in? What do you enjoy doing with your father? You know, do you, you know, how are you in school? How do you, you know, who's your favorite teacher? Maybe you want to look at that, because if you see that they're treating all adults in the same way, then, like I said, you can't expect that, oh, you're going to be treated well when they're disrespecting every adult in their life. So this is some questions you want to know. And questions without judgment, questions that are genuine, questions that provoke more conversation and maybe even a chance for you to get to know each other. You don't want to ask questions, like I said, just out of starting things or getting involved in any complicated situations. So you also want to be open to building a relationship, because when you ask questions, you're going to get questions in return. You know, how long have you known my dad? What do you and my dad do when I'm not here? Like, those questions are going to come up, and, you know, be open to maybe sharing, you know, within reason. Remember, you're talking to children, you know, younger children. They, you know, it's kind of like a age-based answer is what they need. They don't need anything extensive. Hopefully you're not saying anything that makes them question their own value as a member of the household. Like, you know, when you're not around, we have fun. When you're here, we don't. You know, you don't want to give off that vibe either. So you want to be open to not only answering questions, but also to building a relationship with your stepchildren, if they want one. If they don't, you'll clearly see it, but you want to be open. If they do, okay, and this is what I'm willing to participate in, this is what I'm willing to do. You know, you can still set the tone. You know, you don't want to be so open that you try to be naive and do whatever the child wants you to do. Take me here, do that for me, drop me off here, give me this, give me that, make this for that for me, and make that for me, or give me some of this. You know, you don't want to be naive. You still have to have boundaries. You are still an adult, and you do have control over yourself. So you want to be open to questions, answering questions, but you want to be open to building a relationship with your stepchild, but you also want to be realistic, and you still want to have those boundaries, those healthy boundaries of, okay, I'm going to answer this or play around with you bar, but then I have to set my foot down, or we have to, you know, there still needs to be some level of, you know, some line that you need to have there, because it can get blurred. You know, as for you being a step parent, they may just look at you as, oh, an adult I can confide in or be friends with. But if it's something that is, you know, detrimental to their well-being or not in their best interest, it would be best to handle that in a different way. So everything that you do that pertains to your spouse's children, you need to really consider, okay, is this on this level? Is this on the friendship level? They're just trying to fill me out? Is this on a I just need someone to talk to level? Is this on a I need you as an adult in my life to show me you care level? Is this something you need to maybe get your spouse in on? You know, and so you just want to be open to building a relationship, but don't be so open that you're keeping secrets or you're overstepping boundaries or it becomes inappropriate or you're allowing too much to happen or go on as far as allowing your stepchildren to tell you all these different secrets or different things that's going on, but you're not doing anything about it if it's dangerous or if it's not in their best interest. And then also be aware of red flags. If you see things that, especially as a potential, if you see things that you just don't agree with and you bring it up and you are met with some discord or arguing or debates or anger or more confusion, then you need to question, do I think I want to continue to go along this journey with this person because I see these red flags? And believe me, when you are in at a potential stage and you see red flags, just know that when you get in the new and season stages, those things will amplify. They aren't going away. They don't go away. You have to address everything. So if you're unwilling to communicate, which is the next thing, so you can get clarity of where do you stand and this is where I stand, then those red flags are going to become not just a few red flags, but huge red flag balloons, big old clouds that are going to hang over your family, hang over your life, and you're going to be upset that you even stayed in it or that you've built these feelings or that you didn't do anything about it or that you didn't communicate. So hopefully you guys are understanding what I'm talking about here. We just want to make sure that you've been very clear of what kind of stepmom you want to be so that you can be the best stepmom that you can be and also that you can execute that role in the best of your ability. So again, I'll just recap that. You just want to observe. You want to be open to building relationship. You want to be aware of red flags so you can tread lightly and you can address it. And then you want to make sure that you're addressing it by communicating so you get some clarity. So honestly, you know, this is really a part of the journey. It's a part of the ongoing, ever-changing journey of being a stepmother and being in a blended family. So, you know, the good thing is if you have a good foundation, which is usually the foundation is the couple, which is you and your spouse, if that's laid effectively and it's pretty strong, you can handle your role. You can handle the things that are coming at you because you have the support of your spouse. So, you know, just really be aware of the things that you see and kind of diving deeper into that observation. Just based on what you see, decide then that you want to set your boundaries. What boundaries do I need to set that I don't see set already? And what boundaries do I need to create? What boundaries do I need to break? You know, because it may be as far as like maybe, you know, the husband says you can't say anything to my child, or, you know, I've seen and heard and read extreme cases. Well, at that point, you need to say, hey, this is my boundary. My boundary is this. I'm going to say something if XYZ happens, but okay. You know, so set your boundaries. What are your boundaries with those children? Maybe you're not going to say much at all. Maybe you're just going to be a continued observer of your family and see how things play out in the dynamics. And sometimes that's necessary. Sometimes you don't need to say anything all the time. Sometimes you want to make sure that you stay in your lane. So that's why you want to set those boundaries. And then you need to make your expectations clear and the consequences clear, but also be on board with your spouse. So you guys need to come up together in your own private conversation. And this conversation can be very hard and very difficult to have, especially when you have spouses, the husbands who are basically operating out of guilt or just a lot, not really having any kind of direction for the children when they're visiting, or not really wanting to set consequences, or not wanting rigid expectations in the home. But children want things to be firm. They want things to be consistent, and they need you to follow through on these things. So if you can decide through a hard conversation with your spouse, here are our clear expectations, here are our clear consequences, you need to do that. The next thing is to just pray about what's going on and just how you're feeling. Be real with yourself. You know, don't hide it from yourself. Don't be in denial. You have to address it full face on, because it's not going anywhere. Like I said, if there's any red flags or anything that doesn't sit with you right at the beginning, it's just going to amplify and resurface again over and over and over. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ when things are working well, and just be happy when things are working well and stay in the moment with that. So just pray about it. I'm just so thankful. Just be grateful for those things, those blessings. And then ask the Lord you and give you strength and guidance in each situation. It's going to be times where you're going to have to just shut yourself in the bathroom or in your room, or get somewhere by yourself in the car and just say, I don't know, I can't deal with this. Lord, help me. What should I do next? Do that. If that's what you have to do to gain sanity, to keep your family together, to make things work, to get over this hump, do it. Do what you need to do. And like I said, this is all great to do when you have a solid, strong foundation. So the next thing is, and the last thing is communication. As we said just a few minutes ago, you need to communicate. Get that clarity from your spouse. Clear up some things that are that you're unsure of and that don't seem like they're settled yet. You know, you want to just make sure that you guys are on the same page. You have to communicate with your spouse. Even if it's difficult, try your best. If you have to write a letter or put it in an email or say it on a voicemail, some way, somehow, communicate with your spouse what's going on when you have difficult situations and when there are situations where things are actually working out pretty good and you're on the same page and you're appreciative of that. Let your spouse know, I appreciate that. I'm glad you have my back. I'm glad you listen to me. I'm glad you're there for me and you're there for our family and showing leadership. Thank you for sitting down with me and making these clear rules and expectations for our children together. Thank you for backing it up. Thank you for following through and being consistent. You know, unfortunately, you know, just our actions do speak louder than words, but words do matter. So you do need to communicate, and you need to let be silent treatment and expect for things to just clear up by themselves or go away. They won't. You have to communicate. So again, you know, what kind of stepmother are you going to be? What's your role? And I'll just list those things again. In order to come up with an answer for that, observe, ask questions, be open, be aware of red flags, and communicate. And in order for you to dive deeper into that observation, you can come out on the other side by setting clear boundaries, making clear expectation and consequences with your spouse for the household, praying about things that are going well and when you're having a hard time, and communicating with your spouse every step of the way, for good, for bad, indifferent, whatever. Talk it out. Be clear. Be on the same page. So again, 2019, I hope to bring more things your way, more guests, more concepts and topics and pertaining to stepmoms and blended families and parenting and just self-care. So join us on PS10 Radio every Sunday at 6:30 and be the best you that you can be, one positive step at a time. And have a great, peaceful week. Peace.